Mayor Steve McMichael, it is great to connect with you. Welcome.
Julia, such a great opportunity to chat with you. I couldn't be happier about this.
Now, you've been New Haven, Indiana's leader for 6 months now. Congratulations.
Been an interesting 6 months.
One sentence, pre-pandemic, how is the role suiting you? And I know that's only about 1 month that you have to speak to.
Getting organized and being able to put some new methods and different methods in place. But at the same time, I had the honor of following up a great mayor that was in office for 20 years. So transition, blending the old in with the new.
Good for you. And I'm happy to hear you say that New Haven does have a wonderful record of good leadership. And certainly the mayor that you have replaced has quite that reputation. Meanwhile, the last 5 months certainly are unprecedented times, and you are a fearless leader. What has the town spirit and spunk provided you as you move forward with them and lead the town through this?
You know, the community has been absolutely amazing. It truly has been neighbors helping neighbors, neighbors looking out for neighbors. We think back to late March when, you know, we all really weren't sure what COVID was and what this was going to do to affect our lives. We had people that contacted us and said, do you know of any seniors or anybody that has some challenges of being able to get food? And people offered food. People offered assistance. People offered the help. Again, the New Haven community is just an outstanding place where people come together to help people. We had so many great events also, which is kind of odd. We did a safe parade back in April where people were able to be in their front windows and their yards and be able to still come together as a community in an extremely safe way going through the Meadowbrook neighborhood.
And Steve, as its mayor, what would you say your own biggest strengths and skill sets are for the job?
My love for building community, I think, probably is my greatest skill set. Before I became mayor, I served on city council for 4 years, 2 years of that as president of the council. I've served as the chairman of the chamber board, was one of the founders of the New Haven Community Foundation. So community is in my DNA, and I would say that's my largest skill set, to be able to work with organizations and different groups to build community.
So by now, Corona pandemic, what are your most pressing concerns?
So moving forward, we're obviously concerned about the small business community. We're concerned about the health of our residents. One of the things that we recently did just this week is we created a small business fund to do microloans for the New Haven businesses that would be a low-interest loan with easy repayment terms to help get them started. Now, these aren't large loans. These are microloans, but it may be the difference between able to pay in the mortgage this month or paying the rent or paying for supplies or paying for an employee or two. So we're really happy to be able to help facilitate that. We also have had some mask days where we've handed out masks. We actually have a COVID testing site in New Haven through the Indiana State Board of Health. So obviously we're concerned about the health of the community. We're concerned about the health of businesses. We're concerned about the health of residents. And we're trying everything that we can from a city standpoint to get information to people and to make sure that people are as safe as possible.
And meanwhile, summer festivals are the mainstay of every size community, economically and socially. This summer, they are an endangered species, if not extinct. How have you found your way around that?
We actually have created a new event this year. We're having an Independence Day parade and picnic on Broadway in downtown New Haven, beginning at 11 o'clock on July 4th, and then a family picnic from 12 to 2 in Schnelker Park right afterwards. We're doing this a little bit different. We're very mindful that some people will not feel safe coming, perhaps. So we're live streaming both the parade and the picnic, and we hope that people, if they can't join us in person, will join us for a virtual picnic and maybe put a few hot dogs or hamburgers on the grill at home and join us for that afternoon. We're having all the safety precautions in place. We'll have signage. We're spreading the route out all along Broadway, so there should be plenty of room to spread out. We're having sanitizing stations all up and down Broadway and in the park. We want to make sure that people can come together as a community, but do it in a safe and responsible way.
What do you expect to be doing out and about event-wise?
part of the day will be a tribute to the military. It'll be a tribute to first responders. It'll be a tribute to nurses. But one of the things I'm really excited about is we've invited students who are graduating this year that live in New Haven, whether they go to New Haven High School or Snyder or EAU or whatever the school happens to be, to march in the parade so the community can recognize their accomplishment and enjoy getting to see perhaps their grandchildren, their neighbors' children, their children of their own. One of the other things that we're doing that day is Trevor Hunt, who is a Indiana singer-songwriter, country musician, will be performing on the New Haven Community Foundation band shell in Schnauker Park. And that'll be live streamed, so if people can't join us in person, they'll be able to join us on Facebook Live also.
Besides working out a whole new way to do a whole new festival, Steve, what new innovations are you doing around town for that same reason when it's not festival week?
One of the things I believe in is open and transparent government. And unfortunately, for a while, we had to have the front doors locked. So we have been very mindful of that. We've been live streaming everything from Board of Works meetings to Plan Commission meetings to Redevelopment Commission meetings. I've been doing a semi-weekly address to the community via Facebook. So we've tried to reach out in all kinds of ways we can. At New Haven, our senior staff believes that we have one common purpose, and that's to make New Haven the greatest place to live, work, play, raise a family, run a business, or visit in Northeast Indiana through the shared vision of integrity, accountability, respect, and innovation. So we've made sure that we kind of check those boxes on each of those decisions that we've made through COVID and every day. So we try to be innovative, we try to always be transparent, and we try to do everything with integrity and respect.
Okay, specifically, what advantage does New Haven's size and DNA, if you will, afford its citizens as well as its leaders?
New Haven is perfectly positioned as a community about 16,000, where neighbors know neighbors, neighbors look out for neighbors, but yet we're close to that bigger city of Fort Wayne where we have world-class amenities like Promenade Park, the Embassy Theater. We can go on and on about all the great things Fort Wayne has to offer during the day, but get to come home to a community that's maybe a little bit more slower paced and also where neighbors know neighbors and kind of that idyllic small-town Americana.
And on a personal note, beyond your role as mayor, what makes New Haven so dear to your heart, would you say?
My wife is from New Haven. I'm kind of an adopted New Havenite. I grew up close to New Haven, spent a lot of time in New Haven, but my wife is from New Haven. It's adopted me. I've been made feel welcome. In a short period of time, I was able to be involved and make a difference in the community. Not every community allows you to become part of the fabric of the community in a short period of time. Many communities, if you weren't born there or even your parents born there, you're not accepted as part of the community. New Haven is a wonderful community that is open and accepting.
They've adopted you. You've adopted them. It sounds like a wonderful family affair you've got going there. Once you have celebrated your community this very special way on the 4th, what's next on its agenda, social and otherwise?
Coming up next, and we just started working on this, we're going to have a Patriot Day, Day of Reflection, Kindness, and Giving on September 11th. More now than ever, we need to celebrate the things that unite us and create opportunities for dialogue for things that maybe we don't agree on or understand. On Patriot Day, September 11th, we'll be working with area organizations and the city staff to have a day of remembrance, a day of kindness, and a day of giving by working on projects. Perhaps somebody's gutters need to be cleaned out of leaves, or there may need to be some rubbish removed from somebody's yard, or there may need to be some light painting done. We're looking at that day as a day of remembering how we all felt on September 11th and how some of us have felt similarly this year.
What a grand idea, and yet another grand celebration. I am kind of curious, Steve, when you took that oath of office, did you ever even think about worst-case scenario a mayor could deal with? And if you did, could you even imagine something like this?
I thought about worst-case scenarios. Frankly, I thought that was a tornado or a natural disaster along those lines, and we worked on emergency preparedness plans on that. certainly a pandemic wasn't something that was on my radar on December 31st when I was sworn into office.
How do you feel having so far so good managed the town and the beast of the pandemic?
You know, New Haven is such a strong community. I want to tell you, I've had over 100 residents reach out to me, either if I'm at a local shop or walking down the street or through Facebook message or text or call, just propping me up and saying, Mayor, we really appreciate what the city is doing. We know these are tough times. We're really glad that the city is doing fill in the blank of things that we have done during that time period.
If you needed a reward, that would be it, no doubt. And that's really quite something. So last question before I let you go. Cities, counties, countries, we are all in this together. What would you wish the world now as we work toward the other side of this challenge?
Well, we certainly have multiple challenges right now. And I think that we need to focus on the things that we agree on. We need to create opportunities for dialogue on things that maybe we may not understand. We need to show kindness and compassion. We need to show acceptance. We need to make sure that we love one another, just simply, and understand that not everybody is in the same place. For example, on math, we need to just be kind to each other every day during COVID or not.
Great words of wisdom, and it has been great talking with you, Mayor McMichael. So stay safe, keep up the good work, and have a wonderful 4th of July celebration.
Thank you so much, Julia.